I'm one of the pastors here at North Shore Alliance Church, and it's just so great to have all of you here with us tonight on Christmas Eve. I trust that in some small way, you will be blessed for having been here with us tonight. This afternoon, I want to talk with you a little bit about the intersection between Jesus and Christmas and hope. You know, hope seems like such a small thing until the moment in our lives when it's gone. I know some of us here tonight have had seasons in our life where hope has vanished altogether. But when life is disappointing or confusing or painful, hope is that bright light that just pierces right through the darkness. How does anyone live without hope? We don't, really. We may languish, we may wither, we may fade away, but without hope, none of us really ever lives. Now, at this Christmas season, there's a lot of hope that's floating around. Some of us hope it's going to snow. Some of us are hoping that our big family gathering, everyone will be on their best behavior. We're hoping that our parents bought us the presents that we asked for. But hope goes so much deeper than that, doesn't it? Some of us are really hoping that we get that Christmas bonus this year because we need it to make ends meet. Some of us are hoping that the new year is going to mean a fresh start. Maybe a new job, maybe a new relationship, maybe a family being reconciled, or maybe you're just hoping that this new year is going to mean for you a newer, fitter, happier version of yourself. But one thing I know, as humans, we are hopeless without hope. But even in the darkest of circumstances, there's something about the human heart that holds on to hope, daring to believe that there's something more, there's something better, there's something waiting for us. And that's because God has hardwired hope into humanity. And behind all of our needs and our wants and our desires, Jesus is the more. He is the better that all of us are hoping for, even if we don't realize it. Christmas is that time of year where we celebrate the mystery of God becoming one of us, of taking on our flesh and blood and being born as a little baby. In John chapter 1, we read that Jesus became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Now, no one has ever seen God, but the unique one, Jesus, who is himself God, is near to the Father's heart, and he has revealed God to us. At Christmas time, we celebrate the arrival of Jesus, and we celebrate the purpose for which Jesus came. If we're honest, whether we look inward or we look outward, we have to admit that things aren't the way that we want them to be all the time. There's brokenness that abounds, whether it's our own broken bodies or broken dreams and desires or broken families, a broken economic system, broken nations. We say to ourselves, it shouldn't be this way. And we find ourselves hoping for something that will be more, that will be better. Hope. Now, is it just wishful thinking, or does this longing of hope within us point to something more? Point to who we are, point to who we've been made to be, point to the one who's made us. See, friends, I'm convinced that this whisper of hope that rises up within us points to Jesus. It points to his promise to be with us, to restore us, to heal us, to save us, and to sustain us right until the very end. Hope tells us that there is something more, that there is something better, and Jesus came to reveal that God is the more and the better that we're longing for. Jesus came to restore hope by working to restore all that's been broken in us and in our world. Jesus came to demonstrate the height and the depth and the length and the breadth of God's love for us and for our world. Jesus came to heal and to restore and forgive. And ultimately, through his death and his resurrection, Jesus made a way for broken people to find their way back into relationship with a God who invites us to call him Father. More than 2,000 years ago, the angels sang a song of good news, of great joy, that was intended to be for all people. And all these years later, it's still the best news there is, that God loves you and he's invited you into a life that has him at the very center. Now, I've been following Jesus for a long time now, and I have to be honest with you. Following Jesus, life with him isn't all sandy beaches and piña coladas. It's not. But it is a full life. It is a significant life, a satisfying life, a life that's marked with peace and joy and hope, no matter how dark the night ever becomes. And so tonight, I want to remind you, friends, that the peace that you're longing for, the joy that you're seeking, and the significance that you just crave in your life, all of these things can be found in Jesus Christ. My wife Naomi is a nurse, and she works at Lionsgate Hospital here on the North Shore. She spends most of her time working in the intensive care unit, where most of her patients are as critically ill as they can possibly be. When my wife tells people where she works, she typically jokes and says, "I hope I never see you on my floor." And it's simply because if you're on her floor, then it means your body is failing you terribly. Well, last week, Naomi went to work in the morning, and she bumped into one of her nurse friends who was just getting off her night shift. This nurse, like Naomi, is a follower of Jesus, and a long time ago made the decision that Jesus was actually the more and the better that her heart had been longing for. Well, as Naomi and her were just exchanging pleasantries in the morning, her friend said, "You're not going to believe what happened here last night. All the doctors and all the respiratory therapists are still talking about it." And she went on to tell the story of a patient that had been brought in the night before, rushed into emergency. This patient was an 89-year-old woman. Her health was in rapid decline. In other words, she was dying. Her breathing was ragged. Her heart was in major distress. And as she was rushed into emergency, the doctors and the RTs and the nurses went into sort of crisis mode so that they could bring about all these life-saving measures. They got out the crash cart. They charged up the defibrillators. They made sure the breathing tube was ready. They started to pump her full of drugs. But before they could enact all of these things, in no uncertain terms, this 89-year-old woman said to them, "Stop it. I'm done. I'm going to see Jesus. Do you know him? He's my Lord of Lords. He's my King of Kings. I'm ready to die." As you can imagine, silence and confusion sort of spread throughout the room. The doctors didn't know what to do. They probably had never had anyone say that to them before. But the doctors respected her wishes. They stopped. They waited. And within 10 minutes, she passed away. Now, some would say these words, "Stop, I'm done. I'm ready to see Jesus. I'm ready to die." Some would say that's nothing more than wishful thinking. But I don't think that's it at all. I think that's hope speaking. A hope that had been forged through years of experiencing the more and the better that can only be found in Jesus Christ. Jesus came to heal and to forgive and to restore. And this life we all live, it's just the first chapter. And the life to come, well, that's the rest of the book. And that part of the book, friends, it never ends. John 1, verse 12 and 13 says, "But to all who believed in Jesus and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God, and they are reborn with a birth that comes from God." Friends, in this Christmas season, this year, do not ignore the hope for the more and the better that just might be rising up within you. And don't be confused as to where these whispers are coming from or what will satisfy them. Jesus is both the source of hope and he's the satisfaction of it. The hope that rises up within us is a whisper that points to Jesus, to his life, to his promise to restore us and save us and sustain us right to the very end. Let me encourage you this Christmas season. Make Jesus your hope and find in him what your heart is longing for. Let me pray for us. Lord, on this Christmas Eve, we turn our minds and hearts and our eyes to Jesus, the one who came. We thank you that he came to restore hope in this life and in the life to come. And Jesus, I want to pray tonight for all those of us here tonight that don't know you real well, that you begin to whisper about hope, that you begin to turn eyes and hearts and minds to you, and that in you, Jesus, we would find what our heart is really searching for. So we bless you this Christmas season, and we ask for your peace and your hope to rest on us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.